Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 9th of December, and I'm recording at 10:08 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, well, certainly a round of profit taking in here today in stock markets. Let's start with that. And in terms of actual reasons, people always, journalists always invent reasons, but I actually think it was more vertigo than anything else. But anyway, here we go. On the Asia Pacific markets, just about everything was to the downside. Although I think Singapore looks like it has had a small gain, but Japan not that big, roughly 0.75 percentage point, and the Hong Kong Hang Seng, though that was weaker, down 2.34%. Shanghai Composite down 5.43%. Now that had risen, 40% in. A matter of just it was about five or six weeks, so it was just a tremendous, tremendous. Well, most of that coming in 5 or 6 weeks, a tremendous sprint to the upside, and it actually started off. I was up quite late last night. It actually started off the day when I last looked at it. It was up a little bit on the day, but then got walloped along with so many other things, and I think that was the biggest decline on the Shanghai Composite since 2009. So we have to assume that that's a ch reached a high of at least sh short for at least the short term, and if that comes a little lower, my own feeling, and I'll back it with some of my own capital, is that that would create another buying opportunity in the China market. Now, elsewhere, again, pretty well everything to the downside. As I mentioned earlier, Australia lost 1.68%, the mining shares being hit very hard. And that's likely to bounce tomorrow, though, for reasons I'll mention in a minute. India down, Sensex down 1.15%. So that's not too big, but it's in another one of its little corrective phases. We'll see if this one winds up being slightly larger than the others, which would indicate that it's no longer quite as demand dominated as it has been for pretty much ever since Narendra Modi took the lead in the polls, going back to the beginning of this year. And if I look at the European markets, well, they're also all lower in here. And Spain looks like the biggest one. That's down 3.18%. Italy 2.8%. I don't have Greece here. Greece got clobbered, and there's talk of Greece leaving the EU. But the Euro Stoxx 50 down 2.62%. The German DAX 2.21%. So these are all downward dynamics in here. The UK index down 2.14%. Again, the resources being a big factor in there. So they're all sharply lower. Wall Street had opened really quite low, but it was a heck of a big bounce back. That we saw in here today. For instance, the Dow ended down only 51 points, and that I think it was down over 200 points shortly after the opening. So that's down only 0.29 of a percent. The S&P almost unchanged, down less than a point, and the Nasdaq 100 index up over 0.5 percentage point. And the Russell 2000, that was very interesting. I think the Russell 2000, as Wall Street was starting to claw back, remember, that had been the canary in the coal mine, but no more. And that had come back up and was, I think, the first of the U.S. indices to move into profitable territory. And it's really very steady, still in the broad trading range, but up quite close to all those highs going back over a year. And again, repeat that point, very steady overall. And the transports index also closing on the upside after a small earlier sell-off. But so good action considering the sell-off that we saw everywhere else on Wall Street. And that does tell us once again, there's plenty of cash on the sidelines. Why is there so much cash on the sidelines? Well, some people have described this as the most unloved bull market in history. And we know why. There have been people saying all along, there have been people who've been saying for 5 years it's going to end in tears. Well, everybody can have a lucky forecast and an unlucky forecast, but if you're a bear for 5 years during a bull market or any long period like that, that person is not objective in my opinion. Okay, what else to say here? U.S. Treasuries, the yields dipped a little lower to the U.S. 10 years, down to 2.21%. Now, the oil prices had moved lower initially, but closed over a dollar off their lows, respectively. Still pretty weak, despite a dollar off the lows. With the WTI last trading here at 63.45, that's up 40 cents, and we also have Brent at 66.47, that's up 28 cents. Overall, and I normally go and do the currencies. No, I won't. I'll just stick with the commodities in here. Precious metals had a good day in here today. That's partly because the U.S. dollar index was a little bit lower, but I think it's mostly because people were bailing out of a lot of positions that they had held, and I think that includes some short covering in the precious metals, if not also some actual buying. But here they are, palladium up to 808.45. It's the quietest of them overall, but it's also the steadiest of them overall. 10 points up, $10.65. Silver lost trading at well, we're still getting after hours trading at $17.05. That's up nearly 83 cents here on the day, so that's a big gain, obviously. And the high, not that far off the high was $17.18. And platinum, quieter like the palladium, but still up almost $18 right now at 1247 and change. And we have gold bullion at 1231 and change. So that's a new recovery high in here in this rally phase, as a silver new recovery high. So it was fairly impressive action here overall, and the industrial metals picked up a little bit. The U.S. copper is back up to 292 cents and change. And elsewhere, if I just see some other highlights, I wasn't looking at that many of the other commodities, but grains and beans, well, wheat's a little lower, and soybeans and corn a little bit a little bit higher in here. Now, in the currencies, I mentioned that the dollar index had weakened somewhat, and it's back to 88.773, and we see one of the weaker currencies. Notice the Asian currencies have not been strong recently, and that Chinese renminbi. Now that has weakened to 6.1879 against the U.S. dollar today, but that was off a high of 6.2079 earlier on in the day. And remember that had been at about 6.11 a few weeks ago against the greenback. Euro a little firmer in here today at 1.2374 against the dollar. Sterling fraction firmer at 1.5667 in here. The Greek drachma very weak. And again, repeat that point that's people are now openly asking, are they going to? They're trying to hold an election, and they could. I think it's only a presidential election, which is not so significant, but that could open the door for the premiership election, and with the left winger very much in front, and there's a feeling that there's a reasonable chance that he could push to leave the EU. I don't think that would cause havoc within the EU, but my overall view, and it's really a lot of it's based on the trouble that Mario Draghi is having in getting the freedom to continue his quantitative easing. We'll know after that big January vote that's going to take place. But I now feel that the odds of a partial breakup of the EU for the first time since I've been, well, since the EU's been in existence, I now feel that the odds are higher that there will be some sort of a partial breakup of the EU, partly because they're not doing enough. Well, partly because of the Mario Draghi problem, as I mentioned, the problems they're creating for Mario Draghi, and also they're not doing enough to improve their economies in here overall. Russia fell to another new low today, by the way, in stock markets, and that ruble is still very soft. So, what'll we have tomorrow? Well, my guess is we'll see some bounces because of the way Wall Street recovered so much. So, while it was a scary day in a lot of markets and for a lot of people, nevertheless, that U.S. action shows that there's still money on the sidelines that wants to come in on a sell-off. Okay. On that note, all the very best to all of you.